Question: did Krishna not fulfill his promise to the Brajvasis that he will return to Vrindavan, or did he actually return to Vrindavan? If yes, then can you please describe the pastime when it happened and how? Answer: yes, Krishna always keeps his promise. And when he made the promise to the Vrajvasis that he will return to Vrindavan, he did indeed return to Vrindavan. And this is described in the Padma Purana, and it has been elaborately analyzed by Srila Jiva Goswami in his book Gopala Champu. So in Gopala Champu, Srila Jiva Goswami takes not only the Padma Purana but several other scriptures, and he gives an impressive and exhaustive analysis to explain how Krishna kept his promise. So Krishna promised to the gopis himself that he will return when he was to the gopas, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai. Krishna made the promise four times. First is when he was in Mathura with Nanda Maharaj and other Rajvasis, the gopis were not there. He told them, after some time I will soon return. Then when Krishna sent Uddhava and Krishna sent Balram, through both of them he gave assurances that he will return. And then when the Vrajvasis met Krishna in Kurukshetra on the occasion of the eclipse, then also Krishna assured them that I will soon come back. And Krishna had left Vrindavan for the sake of firstly pacifying his parents, and secondly for freeing the world from the burden of the demons. So it is described that after Krishna arranged to have all the formidable demons either killed by Swair Dor Bhair, that either by himself or by his agents, the devotees, then Krishna felt that his mission was completed and he returned back to Vrindavan. So during the Rajasuya sacrifice, which is held in Indraprastha, Krishna had Shishupal, Krishna killed Shishupal, and then while the Rajasuya sacrifice was going on, and Krishna was living in Indraprastha, at that time Shalya attacked Dwarka, and the Dwarka Vasis who were, Krishna was not there, Balram was not there, Dwarkavasis tried their best to defend under Pradyumna's leadership Dwarka. And when Krishna came to know, he rushed back to Vrindavan, from Indraprastha to Dwarka. He killed Shalya, and when he killed Shalya, actually another demon who had not attended the Rajasuya sacrifice was Dantavakra. So as Shishupal and Dantavakra were Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. So Dantavakra went and performed severe tapasya to get powers from Lord Shiva. And he got formidable powers, and he from the Himalayas he came to the area of Mathura, and he was wondering where he can meet Krishna. And when he heard that Krishna's chakra had killed Shishupal, then he became fearful. So then he was angry, and then Narad Muni, seeing that Dantavakra had got powers which had maddened him, decided to accelerate the pastimes of the Lord, by which the Lord would also return to Vrindavan as well as deliver the demons. So he told Dantavakra that Krishna will soon come to Mathura, and then Narad Muni went and told Krishna, who was on the outskirts of Dwarka, just having killed Shalya, that Dantavakra was waiting near Mathura for fighting with him. Then Krishna, seeing this opportunity, he had been long time also desiring to go to Vrindavan, but his parents, Vasudeva and Devaki, were very fearful that if Krishna goes to Vrindavan, The love of the Vrajavasis is so great that he will never return back to us. And that is why they would never give him permission to go. But now, when Krishna heard that a demon is right next to Mathura, he decided that that would be a good reason for him to be able to go there. And he, under Daruka's, with Daruka as a charioteer, Krishna used his extraordinary, inconceivable powers to rush in a trice to Mathura. And there, he fought with Dantavakra and killed Dantavakra. And Dantavakra's younger brother, Viduratha, came and Krishna delivered him also. And then after that, Krishna felt that now my work is over. So Krishna, in a sense, renounced his weapons. And he did not use any weapons afterwards. Actually, not only the Kurukshetra war, but even the exiling of the Pandavas happened after this. But with Yudhishthir established as the king, and Shalya, Dantavakra, Vidurata and Shishupal, the primary kings who had opposed Yudhishthir's Rajasuya being killed, Krishna felt that now his work is over and decided no longer to lift weapons. And that is also one reason why Krishna did not lift weapons during the Kurukshetra war. Now he wanted his assistants, devotees like the Pandavas to do the work. So after Krishna delivered the demons by killing them, and then he gave up his weapons, then he came back to Vrindavan. And when he came to Vrindavan, the Vrajavasis were overjoyed, and there were enormous festivities to celebrate his return. And Daruka in his chariot was there, and the Vrajavasis, seeing that chariot, were constantly fearful, because they knew earlier a chariot had come and taken Krishna away from them. So although they were elated, delighted to have Krishna, but along with that they were also fearful that Krishna may go away again. So it was during this time that Krishna, it is described that in Gopal Champu, that actually Krishna married all the gopis officially, publicly. The gopis are eternally his wives, but here Krishna formalized in a public way, with the approval and indeed the joy of all the Vrajavasis, Krishna married all the gopis, and for 2 months he performed endless pastimes with them. And then, based on the desire of Vrajavasis, who were still fearful that Krishna may leave us, he arranged by his mystical power to have his chariot expanded so that all the Vrajavasis and even all the cows were accommodated in the chariot. And then the same spiritual world which Krishna had shown the Vrajavasis earlier, when Krishna had lifted Govardhan, the Vrajavasis had been amazed, who is this boy who has such extraordinary power? And when Nanda Maharaja told them Gargamuni's indication that actually he is the Supreme Lord, then they were satisfied and they wondered, can he show the supreme abode? And there, near the Yamuna, by immersing in the water in a place called Brahmarada, Krishna had shown the spiritual world, the Brahmajyoti, beyond the Brahmajyoti Vaikuntha, beyond Vaikuntha, Goloka. And there they had seen Krishna being worshipped by the personified Vedas and everyone else. So that same abode which the Vrajavasis had seen, now the Vrajavasis, for the sake of rasa, did not know that Mayoga Maya had covered their knowledge, so that they did not know that they were the eternal associates of Krishna. In fact, they did not even know that they were God, or that Krishna was God. And they thought, Krishna is just, we are cowherd folks, and Krishna is the most lovable among all our cowherds. So they were amazed to see Krishna in the spiritual world at that time. So occasionally they would get glimpses of the divinity of Krishna, but their love would overwhelm that awareness of Krishna's divinity, and they would love Krishna for what he is. such a lovable person, not for the fact that he is God. So the Vrajavasis did not, during the manifest lila, know or remember that they were eternal associates of Krishna. But when Krishna took them in his chariot, so he got all of them to board the chariot, and he took them all back to the spiritual world, where Krishna, along with the Vrajavasis, and is described along with Balram and Rohini and Subhadra, and Balram, Rohini and Uddhava, who had also desired to be a servant in the Vrindavan of the gopis by being a shrub over there, all of them went with them, went with Vrajavasis. However, when Krishna went, Krishna kept a manifestation. He went back in his one intimate Vraja manifestation, but in his Vasudeva manifestation, there is within Krishna, there is Vasudeva Krishna, and there is the son of Vasudeva, and there is Vraja Vrindavan Krishna. So Vrindavan Krishna went back to the spiritual world, but the Vasudeva Krishna stayed on in the material, stayed on in the world, and along with similar expansions of Balaram and the other associates, they returned back. And they continued the pastimes in Dwarka. So all this happened when Krishna was in his manifest pastimes 44 years old. So actually when Krishna was fighting with Chalya, the fight went for a long time, and during that time Yudhishthir was cheated and dispossessed with the rigged gambling match. And then 13 years later, after the 13 years of the Vanvas and Agyatvas, then there was the great Kurukshetra war. So essentially, there are different, in different kalpas, Krishna manifests and performs these leelas in slightly different ways. Accordingly, the ages might be slightly different. In this particular analysis, Gopal Champu Juga Swami gives this particular analysis. But the essential point is that Krishna did fulfill his promise, and after completing his mission of killing the demons, he returned to Vrindavan, and in order to not let the Vrajavasis have to go through the agony of again being separated from him, he took them back with him to the spiritual world. While in another expansion of himself, he stayed on to complete whatever pastimes were remaining in the material world. Thank you.